Hello there, and welcome to the Make We Converse podcast, where we talk about everything good for your body, soul, and spirit. The aim is to address issues that would entertain, enlighten, and most importantly, inspire you to be the best version of yourself. And now to your hosts, Iyare Imade and Ayo Wright.
Yes, y'all. It's your boy Yare.
And your boy, are you right?
And together with the
Make We Converse podcast.
Ciao. Ayo, how you doing, bro?
I'm good. Yourself?
Fantastic. How's your week been, brother?
Yeah, it's been good.
Any eventful thing?
Yeah. You know, as we planned last year during this December episode.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get out of this introvert lifestyle.
You had a carryover in this December.
Must a carryover. Jesus Christ.
Caught again.
Yeah. Exactly. So I've been up and about. I went to the beach last week with some guys, and
I hope you didn't go to the beach and just because I've been to the beach with you.
And I was just pressing my phone.
You zone out and everybody's having fun.
I try to have fun. My friends will testify to that.
That's good, man.
Yeah. How was your week, by the way?
My week is just the same. Going and coming, not too much.
Mm-hmm.
We thank God for life, basically. Work has been good. So nothing but just pushing on, taking it every day as it comes. Yeah. So this podcast is going to be very interesting.
Okay.
We thank you guys for listening to the last podcast.
Yes.
So many comments and feedback. God bless you. Just keep listening. Like our pastor will say, keep on keeping
keep
on.
Keep on keeping on. Do it.
Today we have a guest in the studio today. He goes by the name Iron Man. Iron Man, let the people hear you.
Yes, y'all. Mom, I made it. Dad, I'm here. All my family members, I'm here on Make We Converse podcast.
Let them know.
Good to be here today.
So Iron Man is a rapper.
Yep.
He's inventory analyst.
Wow, massive.
Computer science graduate.
Wow.
Should I continue?
No. Please let that.
So Ayo, let's hear. Who are you and what do you do?
Full name is Ayo Daniel Bominitan. First child of, a very wide family. I can begin to give you family tree, but that's not why we're here. I studied computer science, working as a inventory analyst now, and then I rap because that's the gift I've been given.
Dope.
And I'm learning to be an online promoter right now. Not even just learning, I also do that as
social media management.
I learned that and I just decided to take it off from there. So,
well, that's massive. And I add to the fact that he's also a listener of the podcast. And we had to invite him for particularly, he wants to join the podcast, like many of you out there wants to be part of the podcast as guests. So Iron Man is one of us today, and he's going to be speaking on a very interesting topic we have for you at the end. So please stay tuned and listen. Before we get to the other topics, a very tragic event happened last week Sunday. The world lost a hero in terms of Kobe Bryant.
Sad.
Fantastic basketballer. He was championing many causes for human people around the world, for female basketball as well. He was promoting WNBA, and what a way to die, man. He died with his loving daughter. I'm starting this podcast on a very sad note, but we have to give credit where it's due. I think someone was saying that this is the most tragic celebrity death that happened after John F. Kennedy. The president, US president, was shot. I don't know if you have that same idea.
Yeah.
Has any deaths really shocked you?
Yes.
Leicester City
guy too. Okay. The owner of Leicester City.
Okay.
He was loved by a lot of people in England, even though he was from the Philippines.
Tragic death. But people say that Kobe Bryant's death doesn't call Michael Jackson's death. Like, people actually remember when they heard the story of Michael Jackson's death, they actually remember what they were doing at that time. I was focusing on my studies then in school. So, but I think people would say that this Kobe Bryant's death is actually almost similar to the Michael Jackson.
Yes, I would say that in terms of the
influence.
I mean, these people, Real Madrid and Atletico played yesterday, and they did like the 1 minute.
No, for you, Kobe Bryant not just playing basketball. He was actually he loved football.
He loved football.
You see pictures on social media where he went to different football clubs. He actually loved, but he was actually a Barcelona fan. He claimed to be a Barcelona fan.
Really?
yes, he, actually, Milan too, he was a Messi fan as well. He loved Messi and everything. So it's really sad that we lost the icon just 41 years old. And what people really take about, what people really say about Kobe Bryant, like, he had his mentality of I saw a quote this evening about he didn't fear death. Mm. The only thing he feared was basically living a life of fear.
Mm.
He didn't fear death. He was not afraid of anything, but he was always living a life of fear. So we should always take that from Kobe Bryant and always live a life that's absence of fear.
Mm.
And so that's my tribute to Kobe Bryant. Rest in peace, legend.
Rest in peace.
And rest in peace to his daughter
and the seven other people that died.
In helicopter crash. You know what bad thing about helicopter crashes is that people hardly survive helicopter crashes. Even the owner of Leicester, like Iron Man said, Fisheye.
It's okay.
So he died in a helicopter crash. I think helicopter is like, he's not even kill more billionaires than everyone, cancer and the rest.
All of them have.
So many billionaires, all really fantastic. So basically, I think it actually, most billionaires have lost their lives to helicopter. And the bad thing about helicopter crash is that once you die from a helicopter crash, you do not survive it. People hardly survive it.
Mm-hmm.
So rest in peace. And I heard that what really happened, Kobe Bryant was fond of using helicopters. He never used cars.
Mm-hmm,
he,
mm-hmm.
The journey was going from his house to the girls' basketball. She had a basketball game, daughter's basketball game. Her and her colleagues had a basketball game.
Yes.
So that's when the helicopter crashed and before they got there.
Yeah.
And what happened was that they said there was fog in the sky, so the helicopter could not land. Where he now landed into and everybody died. So it was a very fast and painful death. And I heard that he woke up in the morning, he went to church, he prayed, and that's how life is, man.
You can't tell
what tomorrow is going. And you know, funny thing, he just missed a tweet out on Twitter.
Yeah, I think the night before, LeBron James and everything.
Because after LeBron James just passed
his record,
they keep playing themselves, right, man. Crazy, so rest in peace, legend. So I hope that we are encouraged by Mamba's legacy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to impact that in our craft and whatever we do. Going on to the Iron Man, I don't know if you heard about the trending story on Twitter. Boy, are you on Twitter? Are you active on Twitter?
Streets. The real streets.
Very, very active.
Okay, what do you think about Twitter addiction?
Man, it's a very, I think it's worse than drugs for me. I think so, because some people, some people don't go off it. You could literally see some people they have insomnia because of Twitter. I've been on my timeline before. I won't mention some celebrity names that they're awake at like 5 a.m., 4 a.m. I'm like, bro, come on.
Yeah.
And these are people that are married though, celebrities, you know, and stuff. So, I think it's something that you really have to have
a control,
very good control.
Just like everything in life.
Yes, discipline and control.
So, still on Twitter, a very tweet by our father-in-law, Pastor Iyadebe, Crush That Crush. Do you know what? If you read Open Heavens, Crush That Crush, it was a sequel. I read the day before, the Crush That Crush was actually, if you have a crush, maybe you're not married, for singles.
Mm-hmm.
So, but this one was actually targeted as married couples. So I was going to read out the tweets from the top. By the way, if you hear maybe movement around, we're recording outside, it's a live door session. Iron Man is a special guest, so we have to be special. Do a special podcast. So I was gonna read out the tweets from the Crush That Crush by Pastor Ia Deboy. I want to get the views from the guys in the house here, and we'll talk about it. So are you ready for it?
There
are series of tweets, not just one particular tweet that flamed Twitter. There are series of tweets. So I will read the precursor so we don't get lost. Reading one particular thing and not following everything.
Okay, I'm ready. So the first there were like seven tweets. I'll try to be fast with the reading. So the first one, it says, today I'll be focusing on the married. It is sad that many married people are still having crushes with persons apart from their spouses. If there is any fellow aside your spouse you are admiring unduly, you must see such a person as the devil and get rid of them immediately. That one I pause. Then we'll continue. One of my sons once told me that he was always excited to resume in the office every Monday because he would get to see his secretary again. I told him to fire her immediately. Nothing and no one is worth your marriage. What is a married man doing? What is a married woman doing on the phone with another man for countless minutes? Why would a married man be spending so much time with another man's wife? Why would you prefer to discuss intimate issues with your friend of the opposite sex instead of your God-given spouse? Oh, you may say, I'm not doing anything with the fellow, we are just friends. That is exactly where it starts from. The devil knows you are a Christian and would not fall for someone just like that. So he makes you become good friends with the fellow, and before you know it, you would have fallen. May you not fall for any strategy of the devil in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Yeah.
Oh my God. We know the church. Anyway, if you have any friend that you talk to more than your spouse, break that friendship now.
Hallelujah.
Then he quotes a Bible verse. Proverbs 5.
I like the way you ended it. Continue.
Proverbs 5:18. It says, "Let thy fountain be blessed, and rejoice with the wife of thy youth." Then the next it says, "Spend more time with your spouse and make him or her your confidant or confidant." Exchange compliments. The reason many people have crushes outside their marriage is mostly due to a distance between the couple. They no longer communicate as they used to. When they talk, it is only on serious issues about the children or other family needs, instead of talking or gisting about just anything as they used to in the early days of their marriage. They no longer go out to fun places or take walks together except they are going for family functions. If there is no distance between yourself and your spouse, no crush can come between you. No one should be closer to you or know more about you than your spouse. That's the end.
Oh wow. So wow. Some deep revelations by Pastor Yi Adeboye. So I'm going to ask you guys this. I'll start with what do you think about the title, the message, and what's your take home? I want you to be honest.
I will. First things first, respect, honor, due to that duo.
Yes, multiply.
We're not trying to, disrespect the anointing in any way. But I strongly, although I see where it's going to, and in a way I agree towards the end, but I feel like some parts did not sit right with me. The part that did not sit right with me.
Go ahead, preacher.
Don't let them come for me, guys. the part that did not sit well with me is where it was said that you should see the person that you're questioning as the devil. I feel like it's in a way shifting responsibility from where it should actually come from, in the sense that someone that is unduly crushing or someone that is unduly lusting after somebody, you're now saying the person that is the object of this lust is the one at fault, so therefore you should crush the person.
Just to help you correct something, okay. In terms of that notion, the reason why he said that, from the little understanding, I'm not very wise, I'm still very,
go ahead,
is the fact that if you see something as the devil, what are you supposed to do?
You run away from
it. Okay, fair enough. Flee from every appearance of evil. I get it. I just feel like, making a human being and calling this person the devil, personally, it doesn't sit right with me. And I feel like towards the middle part of those tweets, it was more or less like saying the fault was more
responsibility on the woman.
Yes, on the woman. Whereas the reason why I do not really agree is the fact that I believe the man has more work. The man has more work to be done, in the sense that where self-control comes in. In the sense that, okay, now you can also argue that self-control can also be him sacking the woman and say, okay, because I'm trying to control myself. But anyway, so if another secretary comes again and is liking her, he will sack her again. So I feel like that's another way. I feel like it is a solution, but it's not a sustainable solution. In the long run, if the man doesn't work on himself, he will keep on having that issue. The part that I agree with mainly is where he said that there won't be any need for a crush if you have a proper relationship with your spouse.
Yes.
If that one, not just marriage.
It was actually that tweet that was inflamed, that flamed the whole sacking.
Which one? That one of sacking. That's not about Twitter or media. Most of them probably not even read fully.
Yes,
understand? They just picked that part of sacking. The whole message is actually a very sensible one.
You don't agree with the fact that you should sack your secretary if you're lost in after her?
Yes, I feel like you need to work on yourself first. But again, men they different, to you understand? Maybe if you be say the man level, he has the demand for body, you know, feel like begin. And maybe that one is now, that's when you now take drastic measures.
Okay.
But I feel like that should not be the first option.
Thank you.
The man needs to work on himself.
All right. Sorry, I don't know if you heard a dog bark. Sorry about that. We're recording, like I said,
we're outside. Yeah. So
a special podcast for a special guest. So,
yeah.
Let the special guests also let's get your feedback about this.
This is a proper setup. It's a plan. The person that is asking the question doesn't want to outside.
I'll give my
But from me, I saw the tweet. Obviously, I saw and a lot of responses online from different angles and different people's perspective, and it's okay. Right, I'm a Christian, so I'll come from that angle first.
Definitely.
Right, as a person who is forming his own truth in God, to sack your employee, I'm 100% with it. You
okay.
understand?
Okay.
Because if that is what will save you at that particular point,
okay,
like it's a job, the person is replaceable. That's the first thing you must remember. You are an employer of labor.
Okay,
so. If you're employing people, yeah, you have the right to sack and it's there in your terms of whatever. They can decide to remove you or not remove you.
Okay.
And it's not because you're a bad person or because if that's your lifestyle, then that's okay. Don't bring it inside our office. Thank you. You understand? And that's where I come from. You understand? I'm not saying that that's a permanent solution, but if that will save you at that particular point and make you have self-control, please do it.
Sorry, I'm so sorry, Yari.
Yeah,
I'm so sorry. But I just want to put before he gives your final.
Yeah.
Now, let's say, I'm not trying to say I'm somebody's idea. I want you to give your full perspective in this area.
Sure.
So let's say this lady now, she's in no way trying to make any seductive movement.
Yeah,
she's just beautiful normally. She's just normal, friendly, and everything.
Yeah.
But it is this man that is really just having this desire and everything. Because I feel like the angle you're coming from
that's
is that
was,
you're saying
yeah.
maybe the lady too is interested and she's, let's say she's not even interested.
Can I say something
normal?
Something that will shock you. Every lady that dresses seductively knows that she dresses seductively. She's not stupid.
Bam.
Okay.
Right? So you can't tell me that a woman who wore her clothes and came out of the house didn't know that. Oh, this thing is so tight on my body.
Yes, but it's
why am I on the contrary opinion?
Yeah.
Sometimes women are, we look at.
Oh, no. I'm not saying.
Imagine even when they're properly dressed.
Yes.
We undo them, undress them.
Yeah,
so
I feel like, but I get your point that some when ladies dress, most times they wear tight. Yeah, you in offices now.
Yes. I was somewhere here in Lagos. A bank was trying to. So, because I'm not going to mention it.
Please,
if you people want to
make
with Converse, can take commercials too. Please come and do commercials for us. We are happy to I'll collect my commission too. So, a bank was trying to you know, whatever, however they increase their clientele or whatever, open more accounts. Yeah, marketing, open more accounts. And I saw all the females that were there. Actually, there were six females. Three males. Actually, no, seven females, three males.
Okay.
Because they were trying to open accounts. And if you see the females, I know, they know, we all know that they didn't come there for just the account. They came there for, as a signpost towards the account.
No, if let's do
right,
so especially banks, registered.
So, but
we talk about it in another podcast.
Yeah,
I have friends that are marketers in banks, and I know what they go through.
Yeah.
Is it for females in marketing
especially,
banks?
Wow,
it's a messy story, and let's not even go. It's actually
let's not official.
Yeah, so
but it's actually messy.
But from the guy's perspective, yes, some guys are complete.
Perfect.
Yeah.
They are beyond that. They've gone. They are really gone.
So what's really your stance on the issue? Are you saying you stand fully with what he tweeted at the main,
again,
the main way?
See the way I started before was I'm a Christian, right?
Okay.
Because I'm always on the journey of perfection. I will never get there.
Okay.
There are many things I'm struggling with as a human being,
standard,
right? Because today I'm looking at, I don't have an issue with someone dressing lustfully. It does not mean that tomorrow I have an issue with my wife, and that will not, things still will not start playing in my head.
Okay.
Maybe I'm not that kind of guy, but that was just the day that the devil decided to play his own Tetris. If I'm trying to make sure that I don't put myself in the spot that I'm vulnerable, too vulnerable to such attacks or whatever. Now, I won't call it attacks, but because everything is is a Jenga in general. So it's better for me to tell the secretary, please, thank you very much for your service for today. Resume next month. You understand?
Okay.
Resume next month. Let me say, what happened, sir? What did I do? You didn't do anything wrong. I will pay you your full salary for this month.
Okay.
Just go home.
That's an angle there.
Again, that's from somebody who has self-control and he has issues.
Okay.
Right? Like I said, we are all working towards something. What if this guy has been struggling with this thing for years? He's controlling everything. You can't be perfect in all ramifications, right? So, but from that perspective of the fact that he's still struggling, that's the best option for him to take.
Okay.
Or better still, don't hire a female employee as a secretary. But females are very efficient. I can't blame the guy. So, you know, you understand. So,
efficient in their work, that's
in their work, in their work, at their job, they're very good.
Can I come in now?
Please.
Thank you.
All right. Wonderful contribution, Iron Man.
Thank you, sir.
So, this is my own opinion. I believe that what Pastor said stands is valid.
Yes.
Now, you look at people that, they find out that people that committed crime, people that ex-convicts, usually return back to prison when they go back to the environment they were. You understand? When you go back to your environment that you were.
Okay.
That's maybe that's strong balance. Most ex-convicts, when they go back, like you're released there now, you're saying you share where they caught you.
Yes.
Now they release you, now go back.
Like it begins to shoot it back in the head again.
If you don't, people that have the best discipline avoid tempting situations. Is by James Clear, Atomic Habits. People that have that so-called self-discipline level, they are usually in less tempting situations. Guy, I'm a man, you are a man. Pastor Adebo is a man. The son that he's talking about is a man as well.
Mm-hmm.
Let us not forget that this son we are talking about is supposed to be a pastor. Son, his sonship can be a pastor. Let us not forget that there are offices that the other two people that work in the office of secretary and whoever is there.
Hallelujah.
Only two of you are in the office.
And they just told
bro, let us say there are many contexts. He may not have Twitter. You only have minimum words to express. You can't write the full story.
Yeah, okay.
You can't write the full story in Twitter.
Okay.
But what I believe is that if you are dealing with a pectoral that like children, there are sick people out there that have affection for kids, young girls. There are guys that are something, they are looking at 14 girls' pictures, their history of pornography and the rest. They have lustful affection for children. They know they are battling with it. They are going to see, they are seeing pastors, they are praying about it. You can't tell them to work in a school. It's not possible.
Okay.
It's not possible.
Environment,
You are dealing with a problem. You shouldn't work in a place where you are going to be seen to have that problem. You want people that have problem with their itchy fingers to go and be ushering it in church now? Not possible. You don't put yourself in that vision so you don't fall in prayer.
Itchy fingers are ushering.
Itchy fingers, like for money, they steal money easily.
So if possibly you are counting money in offering, you just put one inside your pocket. So like what I'm saying is that the environment, you have to control your environment. You have to control your environment. So basically, what he was saying was that sacking her, maybe the words really got to people. Sacking her and everything. But I think that's the best thing to do.
I think because of the thing about jobs, there are no jobs. People are just already too tense. When you now hear somebody sack the person that you don't manage the work.
For a sensible man, to let a staff go. A sensible man, to let his staff go because of his sexual loss for her. When she did not do anything, that's the reason when she's innocent. Like Iron Man said, some ladies play the part. You understand? For a certain amount to sack a woman that she's innocent, but he just have that loss for her, that man will be broken, definitely. It will hurt him.
Yeah.
I'm sacking this girl, not because of her fault or anything.
Yeah, but because of me. Yeah.
You understand? That one will affect him and make him become better at job. You understand? And he make him work on himself. And it's possible that he knows his limits and what he can handle. And like I said, working late hours, traveling abroad together. Let's not forget this context.
Okay, so
before we criticize.
I have had a different view from both of you. I'm saying, okay, now I want to say something that maybe would, let's say, conclude it to bring everything together. So what me I said was that I wasn't okay with the whole victimizing the lady instead of the man focusing on himself thing, and that using calling her a devil and sacking was a bit harsh. I get that. Now, having listened to you guys, that's why I love the podcast. We get to share ideas.
Now, mind you, treating him as enemy
yeah.
is the first sign of like defense. In psychology. You know, in psychology, when you treat something as the enemy,
okay.
it helps you overcome it.
Yeah. So now, me, I'm saying that you know,
that's not,
you know,
it's not even scriptural. Really.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
When you treat, let's say, an addiction, let's say smoking or cigarette as the enemy,
you want to deal.
Yes,
with
it. Helps you overcome it better.
The reason why this
first the first sign of stage of is accepting that this is a problem.
Okay, now
of recovery rather.
Accepting that this is a problem. I mean that this
she is a problem.
Is she?
Her figure. Wait,
no, no.
Is she now?
That is where me I don't agree because she is not the problem. You understand? She is not the problem. It is. The guy is
it is he
and his attraction to her that is the main problem. Now she in that context unfortunately might be contributing to his problem.
Exactly. You're talking as if she's maybe she's not making moves, like Ayoma said.
That's what I'm saying.
Possibly she's making her moves.
Okay, it's possible. As you said too, we don't know the full story. You understand? Yes. So what I want to now do to merge everything is that now I said that Sakina is not the sustainable solution. He still needs to work on himself in the long run.
Yes.
Now to now bring what you guys said too, I can now say that okay, maybe one of the part of the process of that sustainably working on that prime problem would also involve Sakina because as you said, environment.
Yes.
Sometimes you might think that okay, even though I'm working on that addiction, I can still stay in that environment and work on the addiction in that environment. I've not done research, but I don't think it works for everybody. It would be very hard for you to work on yourself in that. So maybe in that context I agree with that, you know, maybe let's
start affairs and deal with your
So I'll go more with what Iron Man said in the sense that, you know, give her that 1 month. But say you just sack her. But yeah,
we've come to a balance. We've come to like a reasonable conclusion. Iron Man, do you have anything concerning this story to add?
I just feel that everybody's opinion or these things is very clouded. Like most of the people who are making most noise about it,
yes,
is super clouded. If you really check some of them, mm-hmm. you check their background history, mm-hmm. like in details, you begin to see that the skeleton in their cupboard too is really large. Mm-hmm. They have a full inventory of skeletons.
Like said inventory, like, my God.
So we have to really be careful how we say these things in public.
And you know the funny thing about even the master that we follow, Jesus Christ, mm-hmm. when they accused the woman of adultery, mm-hmm. and everyone was trying to condemn. Twitter has a way of that we have that little pleaser scenario of condemnation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Once somebody does a front of a crime, we all condemn. Even me too,
I've been part of it.
We go and slam and that. But Jesus Christ said, if you are not of any sin,
you'll be the first to call. Yeah, yeah, it's
bro. Yeah, like Ayman said now, I really enjoy your on this podcast, but you said something that. It's a process.
Yeah.
We're seeing that process. Like, we can't reach perfection. We can't. So everybody wants to be clapped, wants to come out. But like I say, it's wrong for that because we are millennials. We have the right to think and be soft.
And be woke. And be woke. Yeah.
Come on, man. If you allow people to voice out their opinions before we shut them down.
Come off it.
And the funny thing is, the person they are really coming at, this guy has years of experience.
Exactly.
And 80% of the people who are coming at him just started life. So this man
that's why if not before I said respect and honor because I know see Baba now.
The funny thing is Baba has treated this topic on the pulpit.
Yes, before, yes, yes.
Right?
During that
details. Yeah. And he said this.
Another interesting topic is not catching my attention. It's working on me, ladies and gentlemen.
Working.
Lagos State government has banned the use of keke,
mm-hmm.
okada, and your favorites. What they call them? Hailing services, bike hailing services. Kukala, Max NG, and OP. They are no longer to be moving on various routes.
Yeah.
We're recording this podcast on the second day of February.
Yeah.
And it was actually the law was passed to take effect
yesterday,
with 1st of February. Around town, I see there's a ghost is around town, like nobody is moving around. I trekked from all the way from TBS to Ikoyi
Fit fam. Fit fam. You can compete for the Lagos State Marathon right about
my days. You are ready.
I'm just like all those old people that will be causing this government.
Bro, with the pain in their hearts.
You think we're going to cause this government? So I don't want to go in this show. Are Okada's a problem? Like, do you think this whole ban is actually because of there is something wrong with Okada's, or do you think it's an undertone that Lagos State government is trying to? Because me, I have my views about it. I want to just hear what you guys are saying. Let me start with Ayo.
Okay, so
what do you think about this ban? Do you think banks are actually causing a nuisance?
Okay.
And they're not part of the Greater Lagos.
Well,
two hands in the air, Greater Lagos.
Two hands in the air. Before I answer, because obviously on this podcast we deal with facts. Before we, you know, I'd like to say something that I read about, because I've been angry since, but today I needed to reset before talking about this. So I'll just read some facts behind the decision, and I will now try to weigh if it makes sense or it doesn't make sense. So the ban is simply part of the reform law plan of the Lagos State Transport Reform Law Plan of 2018. The measures were taken. Now this is they were taken due to the scary figures of fatal accidents between 2016 and 2019. Then third fact is disregard for the law and impermissible movement of the commercial transport operators on highways contributed to traffic congestions across Lagos. Fact forces.
Is that we let them? Wait, that's bullshit. Is that true?
Well, they said that. I obviously don't fully agree with that.
Okay, I know those guys are nuisance. Like,
yeah, sometimes they can be shy.
No. Have you met downforce, please?
Exactly.
Anyway, Sha. We'll get to it. Fact four says from 2016 to 2019, over 1,000 accidents were reported in Lagos State.
That's all. In a city of what?
Excluding unreported cases in non-government medical facilities. Now, let me just brush through the remaining ones. A total number of 600 deaths of innocent passengers resulting from recklessness of Okada riders have been reported.
In a city of 20 million people? Sorry, may their soul rest in peace, but 20 million people?
The rate of crimes aided by Okada and Keke keeps rising, just as they have served as getaway means for criminals.
Have they met cars?
No. So, these are just the facts. And funny enough, most of the questions I'm going to be asking ourselves, they've also, in a way, in their own church mind, tackled or answered it. And doesn't make. Now,
can I check in something? Yeah, I saw a video, two videos actually, of the governor making a press statement to students of his school.
Okay.
And then right on top of that, I saw somebody tweeting something, and the person said, "Why don't you bring students from public schools who actually face this thing and have a conversation with them? Let's hear what they have to say." Do you understand? Children, because the school that they were bringing is this was, they take school bus all the time.
So
school bus comes to their front gate, and they carry them.
Yeah,
but these ones, the kids who actually go to public schools, who have to actually use this as a means of transport to school every single day.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
I am man.
Yeah.
Let's start with them one by one. Okada, you know my Okada?
Yeah.
Are they users? Yes or
no?
No. Okada is not users?
No.
Are you Alpha?
Yes or no.
Okay.
Yes and no.
You can't be buying the bundle. If you are lukewarm, Jesus is going to spoil you out. Wow, preacher.
I'm on the bench because I say yes, because they can actually be a nuisance, because most of them
are highly untrained.
And most of them drive.
Who is trained in Lagos?
Relax. Most of them ride under the influence.
Okay.
Especially at night.
Okada is a very hard job.
Yes.
You have to ride under the influence in most cases.
By influence, what do you think I'm talking about? Okay, hair. There was a day the one dropped me, and if not that, I'm very fast with reflex. My head for don't touch ground.
Are you serious?
You understand? So
no, let's not joke about it though. Yes. Okada has really killed people using.
Bro, live.
Okada really
live.
Let's not even.
Why I'm actually pissed is because I've been in car accidents.
Car accidents.
Okay. Not one, not two. Wow. I've been in car accidents that were caused by downforce much more than Okada.
Okay.
Right? I've seen Okada accidents, I've seen all that stuff. But the truth for me is, all these means of transportation, the most dangerous one out of them, to me, downfall. Today, is downforce.
And downforce was not banned.
And downforce was not touched. Because these guys are driving buses that have no indicators, nothing.
They are driving iron vessels.
Yeah.
Iron weapons. Yes, now.
And even most of them, their seat belts don't even like.
Of these cases,
you have to tell your anger.
These downfalls get airbag.
Anger for your neck.
Do you understand? Like,
that's true, sir. Downfalls are in a way they pose more danger than this. Yeah.
The two accidents I've had were in downfalls. And they had
and
no.
The government is not doing.
Do you understand?
My own is that the Lagos State, for example, now about 4.5 million people leave mainland to the island every day.
Yes.
Tomorrow is Monday. They will do that tomorrow. You understand? Shout out to every Lagos worker out there.
Yeah, bro.
But they will do that tomorrow.
Plus the one that pretend that they are going to work, but they're not going anywhere. They're coming back
and
in the night.
Not everybody has a car. Not everybody can get to the bus. Everybody has a deadline. There's always traffic.
And
how do people get to their office? So here's my opinion. I feel banning of KKs was actually wrong.
Okay.
Okada you can ban. There are many states that have banned Okada and people are surviving.
Yes, because they have another working.
Yes. See, that was the problem I had too.
Banning two of them was.
Yes. They say they want a greater Lagos. They say they want it. Road construction, they haven't even perfected that one first. Let's not even go to those ones. But I'm saying if you want to eradicate something, create a plan that actually helps to make things better.
First.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, with that, let me just, since we're on that issue, one of the questions that they answered, they said, why didn't you allow the alternatives come before sacking the motorcycle? That's what you just said now.
Yeah.
The answer is, the defense said that is a logical question, but the picture is horrible, bloody and scary. The government...
No, this comment is trash, sorry to say.
The government will not.
How can a government official be saying bloody and scary?
Do you get the
government publication?
The government will not stand by and watch these bloody encounters continue. Bloody again.
Here, Lagos State government is talking.
Besides,
no, so it was the governor.
Besides,
let's be specific here.
Was it governor that was speaking?
I'm not sure if it's governor because this is from Lagos State Twitter page. There was no specification or that was it.
Because you should have listened to that video. It was something close to that.
So he said besides the security of lives of Lagosians are of paramount interest to the governor Babajide Sanwo-Olu's administration. This is why it is moving to stop this fast slide into lawlessness. In this answer, they didn't answer the question. They didn't answer the question.
Because they don't have.
So someone I had this convo with this morning when we went to church. He said that what could have worked best is instead of banning as they did, that they should have a body where these Okada people and also can register to and everything, where they have their rules, their laws and everything, and they will train them.
Let's try to differentiate them now. Are we talking about Gokada or Okada?
Okada. Now, what I will say against what this man said, even though it made sense in the sense that this body will train them, will have them registered. Anybody that goes against their rules and everything, they'll take off your bike and everything. You go off the street. Now, that would have been very good, but then again, we have something that is close to that, which is the Gokada and the OP and everything and all of that. Those ones
Gokada, come and pay for your adverts here, please.
That's true. I didn't even. But yeah. So
looking out for us, man.
But yeah, so I mean, in that man made sense, but I feel like, as you said, Gokada shouldn't be part of this.
Yes, they shouldn't.
Reduce the Gokada.
They shouldn't. But okay, you know, like for example, now let me say this: the bike killing services, like the popular Gokada and the rest, I think they were creating more jobs.
Yes.
Now imagine those people that you have taken from the jobs. There's a video I used to play down of a lady that was making well, I don't believe that was just let's hear.
Okay. I believe her because it's rare. I will go with a female bike lady. You understand?
Because they value their life more.
Yeah, they want to live long, man. They take risk all the time. But
and these actually protected. Well, Gokadas, we can't really speak for the whole bike killing service. What we can say is that the Lagos State government is now going to render them part of jobs. Mm-hmm. These are guys that left their low-paying jobs to come and do this thing and make a means of living now.
Yeah.
Imagine the mass that we are sending back 60,000 riders back into Lagos State.
Yeah,
robbery will increase though. Yes, now.
Well, they also answer that question too.
Someone was telling me something, before you play that, someone was saying something that Nigerians are very useful, that we are very funny, that if somebody pushes the Nigerian, like, you say, we'll get used to it and we'll start living like this. nothing will change. They say that if you put a Nigerian man on the wall,
instead of bouncing back and facing, you will find a way to pass through that wall
and come outside.
Yeah, that's one of the things that I'm hoping that will change with these millennials and their ability to make noise on social media platform.
I don't know if you ever said that. We've not heard the silence of our mothers. That's the feminist motto now. We didn't hear the silence of our mothers.
I wish they can just take the same that same level of energy that they used to support Burna Boy to win Grammy. They can take that energy now and channel it to this.
So basically, this video now, like how you play the video, literally saying how much he made.
Money. That's why I'm doing this work. I know the risk. It's a very big risk I'm taking. Imagine me waking up around 8 a.m. to go to a job, and then monthly I get 20,000 naira for a pay for salary. While working with Gokada, I earn 20,000 naira daily.
Wow. Man. Is that possible? Ayoman.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
It's possible. So, especially with these other platforms that they introduced, it's very possible. It's very possible. I think it's very, very possible.
But go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
It just depends on your level of. That's why I like the Okada business. It depends on your level of grind. If you have, there are some people that already have like steady clientele. Do you understand? They carry those people from like mainland to island every day.
Okay, that's
steady.
True.
That's true. Okay, so if you do that, like 3 or 4 times in a day, you already don't make like close to like 10k already. Do you understand? And that's just half of the day. Now imagine what you do on the normal runs, back and forth, you know. So
well, but from my own perspective, I think there's more than just trying to make it greater Lagos. There's a secret undertone. You know me, I'm very good conspiracy theorist. There's a secret undertone of what they are trying to do. It's about power play. The Lagos City government is trying to show, especially the bike-hailing service that Gokada will pay. Who is boss?
Lagos wants to show
that they are the ones that have the power. Remember, like some few months ago, OPA was declaring their assets that they're making up to a billion naira and transactions and everything. So Lagos doesn't get anything from
all of that.
I don't understand how somebody mentioned that to me. I'm like wondering if they're a registered company under the government of Nigeria.
Lagos said Max NG and Gokada said that they've actually supported Lagos State Government. Like the guy that owns Max NG said they've given like $5 billion naira just to Lagos State Government in terms of security. Gokada said they gave bikes to police. They bought bikes and gave to police. So just trying to make sure the government is but I think it's a power play. There are some people out there, there's a cabal, there's a mafia in Lagos that wants to control those guys. I think what will happen in the future, I don't speak like a prophet, but I think they will start easing them back, but they will not have some strict rules that will control.
So you're saying the ban will fly for some time,
yes, and they will not bring it back. It's just power play, it's politics, bro.
Because there are some states in Nigeria that actually they banned them and they never came back.
Okada. Let's not miss it. Okada.
Okada.
Machine, those Okada. Aboki machine.
Those ones.
That one
out.
I think that one is out.
Out completely. Okay, so you're saying the ones that can come back and then.
Okay. Because bike hailing services are the ones that do
those way they work for VI and Lekki tomorrow. How will they move from Ikoyi
to Babalende for a marathon
paper and everything?
This whole stress, like this whole Okada ban and everything, stress, like you're saying, people are going to hustle. Yeah. It can make us want to desire to leave the country.
I mean,
and we want to talk about if greener pasture is actually greener pasture. Yeah, they say it's always greener on the other side. It's always greener on the other side.
Yeah.
So I have two guys that actually have lived for a time in the abroad. Mm-hmm. One has lived in North America, that's Iron Man, and Iron Wright has been in the UK. So they will give us their experience on how life is over there. I have some questions I want to ask both of them. Let me ask Iron Man first. Iron Man, you've been to Canada before, right?
Yeah, but I've also visited the UK, stayed there for a little bit. Like some other places.
So that's good. So Canada now.
I don't have Twitter. Nobody should come after me. I don't have money.
So Canada now, is it like how they say it is? Is it like when I get to Canada, my life will be better? My life will change for the good. It's like I will enjoy everything. Like, is there a culture shock that are waiting people once they get there?
First, the only thing I can say 100% is It's a mindset game. That's one. To answer your question validly, yes or no, I will say no.
Okay.
It's not the way people have painted it. Yeah, you make money, you do all that stuff, but no, it's not. Home is not home. Home can never be home. Somewhere away from home cannot be home.
Okay.
Somewhere that is accepting you as that saying, oh, this is your home, is not home. Even here in Nigeria, when they say you go to your uncle's house and stay there, it's not the same.
True.
So it's not going to ever be the same. If you can adjust, you understand, you can really adjust. You can try to fake it to yourself and tell yourself different things on your inside, right? But that doesn't mean that you won't find some level of happiness and some level of achievement. I know of some people who have moved and have made it, so to say, made it. They are living well, they are enjoying themselves, they travel to anywhere they want in the world. But deep down inside, they know, they always find somewhere, a niche, even in that environment, where they can feel at home. Because they don't want to come back here doesn't mean they don't find somewhere seems like a space as well.
Like maybe like a Nigerian community.
Exactly. You know, some people even go worse and go and find the community of their own people. Do you understand? Like,
wow. Yeah.
Me and my father were discussing this some time back. I was saying that they have a very strong Ondo community in the States.
Whoa.
Very, very strong. And I actually witnessed that too, to some certain degree.
They have more love for themselves than we do have here, because they are just themselves there. So they'll value themselves more.
God bless you. So they always make sure they make all their meetings, they make all their, because they know what they are facing individually. They know how the system is,
so they want
is grinding
to,
them.
Yeah,
so when you have the opportunity to sit down and say, they will do it with all joy, gladness.
Maximize the whole thing.
Exactly. So
basically, you're talking about points. Let me come again with the question. You're talking from a point set of your point view of the social stance.
Yeah.
Now I'm talking of career.
Finances. Yeah. I just said
do
that.
Do you really
I
think both. That when I leave Nigeria for Canada, that my struggles will end?
No.
Okay, go ahead, sir.
That
I don't know, was very harsh.
Very harsh.
Bro, what's up, man?
No.
Want to break our listeners' hearts?
No.
Right, go ahead,
see,
sir.
I can give you lots of examples of people who are here, who came back, because the greener pasture, it changed to Sahara Desert for them. Because me and my dad talk about this all the time, of people who are struggling, who have some people who live 20 years, they can't come back because they are moving from one Gbese to the other. Sorry, Gbese is debt.
Yeah,
like debt.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, so economically, academically, you can advance yourself, you can increase in knowledge and all that stuff, but it's a system. Right, that in real fact, right, they say it's a very free freedom, but to really, really make it to some certain level, you can't do some things, right? I don't want to spill so much, but I'll summarize it with this. There are a lot of businesses that cross borders, do you understand, that later pack and they're load and go because the system doesn't agree with them. If businesses can do that, think of it as individual. Those businesses are hiring individuals. If they park their load and go, who goes so far up? So when people say, it's going to be green, it's going to, yeah. Although, there are some people who get jobs, they get everything, but on the average, the percentage of those who do not ever make it and who struggle through their existence there is way higher. I'm a person of numbers, so I'll just be very kind and say about those who don't make it are like 65%, 35% are the ones that make it. I'm being very kind. And I can give you like real life experiences. You know, because in that environment, it's free now. Most people who come there as married couples, they get divorced.
Really?
Like, you begin to see things, you know, I'm like, You know, because they are free. It's a free country. Things like that.
Okay,
the system allows those kind of things.
Yeah.
I'm tired of this man's love. And I'm going to find your map. That kind of thing. So, it's a system that you really, it has to be a mindset shift.
All right, so that basically what you're telling us now is that all that glitter is not gold, which is very valid. I think many of us, we tend to look at a place like an El Dorado, like this place is a place of plenty and yafu yafu. Just like what happened when Naomi and her husband and Esther Ruth left their country to another country, and they now had issues there. But I want to ask Ayo now. Ayo, what do you think is, do you think it's a culture shock for people, like, for example, students that want to travel abroad to, because you actually studied a master program in the UK. What was, like, your most challenging experience that you had over there?
Well, I would say that anyone, well, my most challenging was, in a way, due to my faults, in the sense that I did not prepare as much as I should have, maybe because I didn't do enough research on actually living there. So some people that will go for masters and say they just want to go and study, we just go there believing, say now only book you won't go read for them. You understand? But there's actually more to it. You're actually living in that country. That, as you said, the culture shift, the culture shock and everything. Personally, I had a bittersweet experience in the sense that obviously I learned a lot. My mindset, you know, I had a proper exposure and expansion of mindset and mindset shifts, and in a way it triggered me into life quickly, like, guy, wake up, you cannot just be sleeping and be expecting, you have to actually get to your feet. But I would say that I also agree with what AY said, or Iron Man said, as touching the whole greener pasture thing, in the sense that bro, man to man, guy to guy, people where they see for IG and stand where they see the post picture, bro, the kind of work where they do behind the scenes, bro, they know they post them online, bro. You understand?
Bless you.
So you can imagine, and these people, yeah. Now I'm not speaking for everybody. Everybody's story did different. Before now go attack me, you understand? But the thing is, this as Iron Man said, the percentage is higher in that context of those that are doing this not very presentable jobs.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just to make it, and the sad thing is because of this context of you know, guys, you won't be your, I go also here because that Nigerian I die. Because of that, some people are there, their visa don't finish, passport don't cast, so they are stuck in that place. They cannot leave, they cannot travel anywhere, so they are stuck there, and because of that, they cannot get better jobs. So they are going to do that, those menial jobs, in a way for life. So imagine people there cleaning shit for life. You understand? Doing all sorts of physically demanding.
Get your pounds, baby.
That's the thing. Now, the sweet part of living abroad is the fact that there are more opportunities to make money quickly. That's the word. The main word there is quickly. But that don't mean say the money will quickly go to. The money will go quickly. It's coming quickly.
Okay.
I was telling you. I mean, you can relate to that. The money is coming quickly, but the rate at which it's going to is quicker than how fast it will go if you are making it here in Nigeria.
First, you will give to Caesar. After you give to Caesar, then you give to the people who work for Caesar.
You understand? All these tax and all these many things. So,
Well, that's a very nice take. But I try to be the only, I don't know, I'm usually the optimist in the world. I like your take. Your take was that if you're traveling abroad, you have to plan.
Start everything, man.
Yeah, just like Ayo said, you have to, don't expect a bed of roses when you get there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't expect that they'll welcome you with red carpets and everything is pineapple juice on the way. So it's a very good, and I hope listeners are out there who are having plans of immigrating
and
from one place to one place. Always know you have to prepare.
Iron Man,
yes. You stay in North America, Canada precisely. How cold is it? Are you also witness cold? Like me,
I've witnessed -40 before.
Wow.
-40.
-40.
I mean, I didn't learn.
No. And the funny thing was, I was still getting. I wasn't driving at that time, so I got to take bus. And boss no come.
Bro, you go dog.
You know what? I was too broke to be able to fly back. Because I had already resolved in my mind, I'm not taking this. This is just nonsense.
So you just did it.
So I just did it. You understand? I just found a way. But that night, when I got home, I realized that, man, why? Why?
You know,
have you
ever sat down to cry? Like you just were feeling.
Do you know that kind of thing where you can't cry?
I mean, over there,
because
I mean,
you know that it's you that took your two left leg. Nobody
left.
Asked you to come here by force. You took your two and said, no, I mean, won't come here. So I couldn't cry because I was like, nobody asked me. They asked me, say, you want? I for talk, say, no. But no, I'm like, you know what, this once in a lap, no, we just go. Let's go and see how it is. You know, it was after those things that I started that I will never forget was that night particularly, because that opened my eyes to the fact that it's me that has to take responsibility for me.
Yeah, exactly. Right? As I said,
I knew it before. Yeah, it wakes you up to that, that particular moment. It shifted my gears in my brain, everything.
Yes.
I say, Omo, first things first, let's go and find how to acquire money better. So I now started work finding means and all that.
And you opened off, and you opened for you, right?
But let me say that singular decision made me to start having more than one job.
Simple. Like, and that environment was, it created it so that you can have two jobs.
Yes.
And you can make more. Like you said before, opportunities are there, right?
Yes.
But it won't just come to you easily.
Yes.
You understand? So I think that's a good take home. So basically, it's not as if it's not just when you go there. It's a mindset of a thing, like I said.
Yeah.
Like really changes. You have to prepare for. I don't know if you have any other thing you want to add.
I would say that just like what you said, moments like those cold moments where you are like, where you're experiencing mad cold.
I'm lonely.
You just that is when you really realize that well, there's really no place like home.
Now I want to ask you guys: have you guys been betrayed by Nigerians somewhere when you are abroad?
Yes. Yes.
My number one thing I always do.
Yes.
That I've learned before I even left was I'll never really relate with Nigerians abroad.
Okay.
Because we already have one big thing, that's entitlement.
Hmm.
It's a disease that we have. So we
preacher.
You understand? We need to really take care of that. So they always expect that if they do something for you, they can't do something with free mind. That in this process of this guy's my brother, let me just help him out. That help. The good measure press down and then they put on by themselves.
Shake it together.
They're not going to shake up. Just the press down. Do you understand? Like, you know that this guy has bad mind for you. So, I never put myself in that position.
You never false fitting. That means you never fall into...
In actual fact, I think because of that was what made me start finding more opportunities the harder way. Because I knew that Nigerians could expose me to a lot of things, but it will come at a heavy cost futuristically. So I was like, you know what, forget that. That's not the platform or the window. Let's go and meet. It's maybe not to speak. Open your mouth and talk. Thank God I can. I'm not deaf and dumb. So I use that as a platform.
And how about you? How was your experience with it? Are you betrayed by any Nigerian?
Yeah, I was, in the sense that I worked for a Nigerian. Or one of the agencies I worked with or under was owned by a Nigerian.
Okay.
And at a point, it became a thing of, because we survey ourselves. So if I work 40 hours, you pay me 28-30 hours.
Wow.
And you give me cock and bull story like, Shebi, now my car, I used to drop you that night for that shift. Money where I used to buy fuel. And all those kind of rubbish. There was a time I needed to travel to London, because I wasn't staying in London. I was staying like some hours away from London, and I needed to enter like, you know, train and bus and everything, and I did not have cash on me. This man was owing me money. Sir, give me money, let me travel. I need to renew my passport. This man did not give me money. I had to go and borrow from another friend outside. So that's perspective of what you said.
Avoid Nigeria.
It works. And sadly, initially you said something about in a way when we're there, you find communities, Nigerian communities. Sometimes it doesn't really work like that. Sometimes it is your own person. They say on Twitter, it's be your own niggas. You understand? Sometimes now your own person go do you for that place.
Do you in terms of
play you now, play, take advantage of it. Especially those that have been there before you. Like this is my experience of this boss of mine now. I left that job because of his rubbish mentality.
And even if you had a job, you'd have been able to stay longer there.
Yes, exactly. Wow. And you know all this UK rules everything, but things are getting better, so you never know.
Yeah.
But we're not trying to say going abroad is wrong or it's bad.
Just be prepared.
Be prepared, basically. That's it.
This podcast is, I think, one of the big, I've really I enjoyed this podcast. Men have actually shared their own personal experience and it's hard. You guys out there now, you are wiser and better for it.
Right.
I've always said that when you go back, especially in the UK, like, you try to avoid.
No. There's this new one. Sorry, I'm so sorry, boss.
No, go ahead, sir.
There's this new one. I just remembered I had a conversation with someone. Forgive me if you hear this. I'm going to expose you. You understand? Because the guy, he will know me. I'm not going to name names, but he will know that I'm me. So there's a guy, a party of mine, who went to Dubai on the premise of he was going to get a job.
Okay.
my guy now, because I was telling him from the get-go, I'm like, guy, this thing is not as green as you think. But he didn't listen. He sha went. Now, when we shared conversations about like a month into his travel, he now began to tell me, hey, Ibon, Jesus.
Don't worry, it's allowed.
Oh, go ahead. I didn't catch that.
So he now told me his experience so far of how he was duped. If AWS one is not betrayal, it's still love and compassion. This one, they sell him like slavery to Joseph slavery. The guy in Nigeria carry and give and go white person. They collect money on top of your head.
Can you imagine?
Do you understand? And what they were now paying the guy was below, like below.
True life story, man.
Yeah, right. So he said the thing really, it shook his blood. So now people will think that this guy is abroad. He has not taken one picture yet, but the beggar said, may he take one. May he shame the devil. Because he don't know what God can do.
that's
so
massive.
Like, it's better to be very educated about stuff.
Yes.
It's better for you to miss that first chance of going abroad than going abroad and suffer. Right? Like, the suffer, you know, go fit tell the story for us. I say you go abroad, go suffer, because people know go believe you. Full stop.
And when you ask people ask you for money, they think you are stingy.
Bro.
I
understand that one very well now.
Well, that's massive. So I don't know if we could go on and on this podcast. We'll just be recording our podcast. But basically, we've learned a lot, and we know that both of us are having plans of leaving the country. It's not so greener pasture out there. You have to have a mindset change before you really leave. And God bless us and God help us. So, Iron Man, let's do announcements now.
Okay, yeah.
So, announcements, so we can round up the podcast. Iron Man, please give us your good, your Twitter handle, Instagram handle.
It's going to
How do people can reach you?
Just follow me on Twitter. It's at @IronMan_3.
Spell Iron Man for us, please.
AYONMAN. _3 on Twitter, and on Instagram it's at @IronMan3.
All right. And by the way, Iron Man and I Wiz,
and the
hand spinner.
And
they have,
Wiz,
spinner,
yeah.
they have a track together. Go ahead.
It's called
Keep Praying.
So most of you know me here on Make We Converse as the hand spinner, but you don't know my history. You know, my history is that I used to be called Iwis. I'm still called Iwis, you know, because I, as you know, I branch out into different things. So I also rap. So my rap name is Iwis, and I was privileged to be on a song with my guy Iron Man. And then this name of
you were featured on Iron Man.
Yeah,
song.
Yes. It actually is a song.
What's the song about?
Keep praying, basically. I'm just telling people that believe in praying. But they're tired, you know, having struggled.
Maybe even if you don't believe,
even if
prayer
you don't
works.
Believe, prayer works. That's it. So
and there's an up God that believes in, that wants to help you, reach out to you to help you through.
Massive. All your so, you're a rapper, right?
Yeah, I'm a rapper.
Who are your biggest influence in rap?
You know, ironically, my number one influence is not even a rapper. It's what's his name? Dbanj.
Cool.
Dbanj is one of the people that I look up to so very strongly of how he's been able to organize his himself as a musician, as an entertainer, as a business person. Yes.
Okay.
He's my number one influence. And the second and the most funniest influence that I've had is Kevin Hart.
Okay.
Okay. I like to hear this. How does it come
because
to the picture?
Because I love the fact that you enjoy what you do, that it becomes so much part of you that you don't even know that you're doing it so consistently.
Okay.
Do you understand? And that's how Kevin Hart has been so consistent. Like, he just cracks jokes consistently without even thinking. Ah, oh my, you know?
Natural,
yeah, so natural. So those are the two biggest places.
So who's the third person?
The third person, I would say, is Lecrae.
Okay.
Like, how consistent he has been. And amazingly enough,
116.
The person who introduced, and yeah, his influence and how amazing he has been, how consistent. The person who introduced me to Lecrae was none other than the number one person,
Jan
Spinner. Always himself. So that's why I say, those who are connected to this Make We Converse podcast, tell other people to tell other people, because they're going to drop nuggets for inside this thing.
Yeah, so we're running up the podcast. So you guys, where can people listen to your song, guys?
It's on Audio Mac.
SoundCloud.
If you follow us, follow Iron Man, as I said, follow me on Twitter and IG at TheAntSpinner.
Twitter?
Yeah, so there's like a Twitter that has a link. And so please listen. and they'll be blessed as you listen. So yeah, right. That's it.
So basically, we're running on the podcast right now. So there's the incidence of coronavirus, it's a deadly virus that is moving around. Well, my only tip I would just advise is that it's actually caused by contact. Yeah. So be very careful of people. Yes, how you hug doorknobs, taps, knob, any knob that people public use. Okay. Buses, handrails, and hooks, staircase, banisters, all those places, just be very careful and always try to wash your hand. Wash your hand very well. Wash your hand before you take them back into your mouth, before you eat, or your eye socket as well. Those are the entries that you can enter to. Okay. It's not really passed by
the nose.
By nose, no, it's not. It's basically just hand contact, basically the mouth and the eyes and everything. So that's a wrap for the podcast. I hope you guys have listened and you've been blessed, blessed and nourished by this wonderful podcast. Iron Man is
thank you for having us.
For having us, for you to be here, thank you so much.
You know, I told my mother I was going to make it. Here I am now.
It was all a dream.
It was all a dream yesterday. All right, so sign out. Ayo, what's your sign out?
Well, you guys go ahead into this new week and crush it. Yes, crush life, basically. Don't let life crush you. That's my word for the week.
Don't be crushed by your crush, too. So you understand.
All right, it's a wrap, guys. See you next week.
Cheers. Thank you once again for listening to this episode. We also like to appreciate Anchor for giving us this platform to share our podcast. Please do not forget to follow us on our social media platforms. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Make We Converse. You can find Yari on Twitter and Instagram at Yari_Imade, and Ayo on Twitter and Instagram at The Yarn Spinner. That is TheYarnSpinna. Also, please ensure you subscribe to our podcast and drop a review on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, WhatsApp, wherever you listen to us. We look forward to your feedback. Thank you.